Blog Talk Radio.
Usually do go out.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure if I'll even get Dr. Patrick has gone. But go ahead with your point, which I thought was very...
Well, what I was saying, and Dr. Patrick was so eloquently talking and giving examples of debt forgiveness. And I think he gave the example if... you borrowed $1 million, and then sooner or later, after interest and so forth, your debt is up to $4 million. Then they come back and say, "Well, we'll forgive you for your debt, but we would like to look at the resources that you have, minerals you have in the ground."
Right.
And I brought up and said that, well, that's they're doing the same thing that Zambia or any other country could do themselves: monetize the resources you have on the in the ground and print up the currency to against those resources, and that way you pay interest to yourself, and if you need to forgive the debt, then you forgive your own self and you don't go after your own resources because they're yours already.
Right. But in the world where we have the World Reserve Money as the U.S. Dollar is the reserve money of Zambia, how do we convince them that? China is right now trying to fight that. We cannot only have one country to have a reserve currency. If you were going to be printing your own money, you're probably suggesting you can do better than what Americans are able to offer.
Well, they got you in a trap 22. And you need to get out of it. If not, you never will go into place. These people have you trapped. Why should they even have a percentage of the profitability of your doing business? You should be able to invite whoever you want to that party. Send them a VIP. It shouldn't be open up. So right now they got you locked in. You have to get off of their stuff. I mean, that's the only way I see that you can work.
That's true.
If they're going to come after you for not paying your loan, which, first place, the whatever it is that you're buying from them or whatever they're doing is costing too much. We've seen the very same thing in Cote d'Ivoire.
On that very point, Bianca, sorry to cut you short. China is, as we are saying, is building massively in Zambia. They are building roads, they are building stadiums, and we know these things are not for free. What are we mortgaging, so to say? What are the Chinese up to?
Well, the Chinese, I think that the Chinese... from studying, Chinese come from an entirely different culture than the West. Besides that, a woman married to a man, and she constantly beat her. She constantly beat her. How much longer are you going to put up with that?
No, not so much long. No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So you have been dealing with the West for the last 500 years, and what have you got to show for it? One of your most prolific economists, Ms. Moye, if I'm pronouncing her name right, Moye, she has spelled that out time and time and time again.
Right.
So I think you should take heed. I would rather do business with China. I think they come from a different culture. I think that they stand more to be shamed than the West. And like I say, let's pick up a new relationship. Leave that man alone that has been beating you, and put him to the side, and let's start off a new life, and let's move forward.
But again, maybe I'm just cynical or something, Bianchi. I don't know. Why do you think the Chinese are giving us so much money, knowing so well that they know the potential of one Zambia has, mineral-wise, they know the potential has. Dr. Patrick has joined us again. I think they're much, much better now. They know very well that we have so much wealth in the ground, that is the Chinese. They are giving some of these loans, as we were talking about them. Some of them we may not even be able to pay or service them, Bianchi. But they still continue writing these checks. Dr. Patrick,
welcome back.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
Good to be back. I was going to answer Bianchi's question. But as you know, my line was dropped, so I'll wait answer Bianchi's question.
I had to set up a new segment. The first one, Twombo told me it was people were not even listening online, so I had to see a lot of people coin and drop. I think they were testing to see if our line was working. So we have a little bit of time, which I've set up for us to finish our discussion.
Okay. Yeah, my answer to Bianchi is similar to what you've just shared with us, which is you can have as much valuable minerals as one can imagine in the ground, but the developed countries know that you can't get to it without their assistance. So therefore, the one developing country will say, I will eliminate or reduce your national debt. I will loan you far less, but with more interest. And not only that, I will also mine your field, locate the minerals, and bring it out, and therefore share the profit with you developing country. And the share would be the developed country gets 70%, the developing country gets 30%, but out of that 30%, you have to pay the developed country interest and the principal back.
Okay. Bianca, were you able to get that explanation? I want to change.
Yes, I got
okay,
that
go
information. Explanation, and just as we was getting to the truth of the matter, the lights went out last time, and I was going to tell Dr. Patrick that that's the very thing that I've been saying for a long. Why don't Zambia or any other country monetize their resources, their minerals, and print currency against it? And if you're going to pay back interest to your own self.
The only way you can do that is if you have – see, if Zambia was the only country that owned currency – That's the major concept, owning the currency. See, Zambia owns kwacha, but the international currency is the dollar at this particular time, the U.S. dollar. So
right.
the kwacha is based on the U.S. dollar. Now, if the United States, and they do, they control the U.S. dollar, Zambia would be unable to go to the United States and say, well, we're going to control our kwacha, and therefore we want you, United States, to modify your dollar. See, that won't happen. So therefore, Zambia will have to take a different route in order to secure their monies. And
well,
they
need to do that. I mean,
that. That was part of my answer to Bianchi here, Dr. Patrick, because I understand even China has been trying to fight that we shouldn't only have one reserve currency to no avail, and yet China has more money than Zambia. So I don't know how we can do that. But let's pivot from this discussion. Let's go, Dr. Patrick. I've been reading a lot of articles. If you go to New Republic, there's a website, I think New Republic. They're writing a lot of articles about what is happening in Russia. As you know, Olympics are happening there. For the 15 minutes or so, I want to hear from the people who are calling in online here, Dr. Patrick, Brother Bianchi. Some of us may not really agree with the agenda, so to say, of the gay community, so to say. But the treatment of gays and lesbians in Russia, it is something I'm really thinking, should people be treated that way? For one reason is that the same way they are treating the gays and lesbians is the same way the immigrants are being treated in Russia. Dr. Patrick, first question to you, what is happening in Russia today?
Quite a few things that have been going on in Russia in the past, and it accumulates up to this particular point. One, Russia is trying to get a handle on the capitalistic dollar. They're trying to get a handle on moving from a communist government into a capitalistic government. So they're trying to understand that. So they're having dips and rises in that philosophy. Also, in order to do that, you have to have the public have a mind change or a paradigm change with respect to this change in philosophy. Also, Russia was under the communistic rule. They were neck and neck with the United States politically, but never financially. So therefore, when you change from a communistic system to a capitalistic system, Russia finds themselves even further down the chain with respect to capital equivalency, money equivalency, uh-huh. funding equivalency. So all of that spells itself out to where we are now, present day. Russia is putting on a good face politically, but Russia needs a lot of money. They don't have as much money as the United States, but in so doing so, or so saying so, they're trying to keep the equivalency up and at the same time trying to get monies or fundings or resources from other areas. And the areas that have been closed off to them, they're slowly trying to get into is Africa, South America, the Americas, which leaves them with countries such as the Ukraine, Soviet bloc or former Soviet bloc, Eastern European countries. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult for them. So good faith, but striving to become economically viable when compared to the United States.
Bianchi, I know on one side you may agree. I think you are on the other side of this issue, like Putin. But just generally, I don't know how much you are following the whole scenario. You know, when you think about the Chinese are making progress. Yes, they are not the best as far as human rights is concerned, but they are doing the best. They are doing investments in Africa, and they are everywhere. On the other hand, Russia, we find them. Putin is able to come back whenever he wants to. He's gone. Now he can change the constitution from 4 years. He can stay there. Six conservative terms. The treatment from what I understand, the gays and lesbians, they lived in peace before him. Now he's changing that. They showed on TV the other day how they are being abused. They catch them in the streets. They are being beaten. The same is going for the immigrants. The immigrants in Russia. The immigrants, people who have migrated to Russia. You know, the Africans.
Oh, immigrants. Okay.
Immigrants. Yes. Yeah. They are under a lot of attacks from the Russians. I don't know if you are really following what's going on, but someone who's got interest, please go to a website called newrepublic.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like Putin. I think Putin is a royal bloodline in Russia myself. I really don't know for sure. I like the way he brought the Cossacks out in order to help with the security. You know, they have a long history in Russia going back to World War II and World War I, even beyond that. Putin made the statement that the Russians have the right to protect their children. Russians, women are paid to have, you know, to give birth. So I think they just, they're not as open to change as we see here. People are very wary of the West. Gay rights here is a right now, a civil right, should I say. You also, in California, you have a right to marry an animal. A child can be a boy in the morning and go into a girl's facilities from 12 o'clock on. So, I think that some nations just don't like that, and I think they got a right to protect what they think is their culture, their tradition.
Again, Bianchi, on the surface, And the people who may agree with that kind of ideas, I may find it okay. But like I said, there are a lot more things now which are going even for the freedoms of association in general in Russia. Immigrants, like I said, they are living in fear today. It is the same kind of spirit which I think which is affecting the gays and lesbians, but it's affecting everyone else. So you may agree with him on one side.
Let's put it like this.
But you land there today as a black person, you are not welcome in Putin, Russia. You are not welcome.
Well, I wouldn't want to go to Putin, Russia. I'd rather go to Zambia. But why not say U.S.? When U.S. come to you and ask you to open up to a gay right, why don't you say U.S., why don't you back off being reserve currency of the world?
Well, this does tail with my communist capitalist comparison with respect to monies. With respect to gay rights in Russia, I don't believe Putin really cares, because Putin has been in the KGB. He's been in, been president of Russia, and now he returned to the presidency. And all during this time, before his time, and during and now, there have been gays in Russia. They just have never talked about it. It's always been kept.
That's right.
It's always been hush hush. I recall when the AIDS epidemic was spreading throughout Africa, and it was here in the United States, and is spreading throughout the Americas, the Caribbean Americas. You didn't hear anything about it spreading in Russia. In my travels to Russia, I found out that it was pandemic throughout the prison systems in Russia. So therefore, it's also true when they release the prisoners, it became evident throughout Russia. But politically speaking, that would not behoove the best interest of a changing government in Russia to say, well, yes, we have it too. So this is a situation in which when anyone and everyone travel to Russia, to Sochi, they will see, without a doubt, that there are homosexuals. So to preempt that obvious condition and compare that condition with the presence of AIDS and compare that condition with Russia always stating that we do not have an AIDS problem, meaning that if they don't have an AIDS problem, they do not have a LGBT problem, they have to stick by that, because if you go to Russia and you see this, you turn to Russia and say, well, what's going on? So Russia will publicly get ahead of the message and say, there are no LGBT people in Russia, and there's none in Sochi. Even the mayor of Sochi came out and stated that there are no homosexuals in Sochi. And the gay community in Sochi was surprised, because the man know they're there. So this is getting ahead of the message. There is a follow the money trail with respect to LGBTs. And there is money, a great deal of money out there, more so than LGBTs have, a great deal of money out there that is supportive of going against LGBT people, or gay, homosexual, lesbians, transvestites. They are funded. There is money to prevent this, to avoid this, to go around this, to popularize it negatively to and against gay people. So therefore, you have money out there that would behoove Putin to stand this way, and there is also the political status in which they said before it wasn't there, so they can't come out and say, well, yes, it's there, maybe we meant. But it's there. And if Russia were to allow us to do this statistical assessment of the presence of gays throughout Russia, you'll find that it is comparable, if not more, than in the United States.
Well, you know, it's comparable there, which you're probably right. I don't have a problem with what people do, grown-ups do amongst themselves. That's their business. And what Russia do is Russia. But I would imagine that I think that a country have a right to define what they recognize as marriage. Here in the United States, we can recognize same-sex marriage, but we can't recognize polygamy. Whereas in Africa, polygamy has been traditional for a long time. So that's the problem. Then I had a problem when you have, for instance, like in Uganda, where Museveni is sitting on a bill. And, of course, it is some harshness in the bill, which I think myself personally needs to be rectified. But I don't think that he should use that as a cat-and-mouse game, which it appears that he's doing. And that is some of the problems that goes on in African countries. You have leaders that will say, okay, you don't want me to go this way. What are you willing to compensate me if I go your way? So
there you go. That's it.
Yeah, that is it. So I think that Russia has a right to, it's a sovereign country, it has a right to set its basis. I think we've given this, the topic of, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, way more time than it really deserved. I mean, we got facing with investments and development and so on and so on and so on.
That's true. We could not have a proper discussion here, but I think we visited some of the... from what I see in Russia, it is probably sad. The Ukrainian wants to join the civilized world. I think Russia should let go of Ukraine. Let them choose where they want. I know we are blaming the United States. They are probably interfering there, but I think let the people choose. From what I see right now, Zambia is even more advanced than Russia. That's maybe just me. Maybe I don't like Putin, your brother Bianchi. Coming up next is Nathan, and we are visiting in California this morning. We lost a dear friend there, Chipeza Mlenga. A friend of ours died very tragically in a road accident. Got bent there. So Nathan will be visiting the gentleman we spoke to him on Zambia Block Talk Radio, and we are going to be visiting that. Join us in the next segment as we join Nathan in that.